quick question. Who won the big game yesterday?
Was there a game yesterday? That's weird. No one told me about it.
It's so weird.
It was the underdogs.
I got to tell Teresa, I was telling Teresa Tara earlier, it's like, I really wasn't that into the game.
You know, I really wasn't either. I kind of would pause it and walk out of the room and just fast forward and look at the commercials and stuff.
Same here.
I was very aware of the fact that the Eagles were the underdog and a lot of people were rooting for them, and that now they are officially Super Bowl champions for the first time in franchise history.
It is pretty exciting, I think. But other than that, I just wasn't into the game. I started getting into, by the way, it's a Christmas present Tracy gave me last year. Ozark.
Netflix.
Oh, yeah, my God. I'm addicted to that. And I started watching. I did the free sample of YouTube TV.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different ways. I need to start saving money.
I think I was just trying to get through the game so we could watch the big event, which was the This Is Us special episode. And I ended up falling asleep. And I got up this morning, watched it at 3 o'clock. My eyes are completely swollen shut. I can barely see my computer screen. It was horribly wonderful.
All right. Let's talk about the weather real quick because it is very, very cold.
It's 5 right now, everybody. Yeah. Guess who didn't bring a coat to work today? Me.
You.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
But then Rockin' and Tara look like little twinsies who got on the phone and said, let's both wear red sweatshirts, okay?
Yeah,
look alike. We're adorable. All right, so of course last night, people like us who really weren't into the actual game were looking forward to the performances. Pink nailed the national anthem with full-blown flu, by the way.
Is that what she was taking out of her mouth?
That was lozenge. A lot of people said she didn't take her gum out. No, she has flu and her throat was sore.
She looked gorgeous.
That was a rough note, but that's the only one I heard. That's a hard one, too.
But that she bailed on that note, though.
No, she had to. You know, I had some people say, like Tara and I, we were texting with our friends, Carrie and Brooke, and she said it wasn't really spectacular. It was pretty, but not spectacular. And I agree, it wasn't anything we haven't seen before, but it was very powerful, and I thought it was a beautiful performance. I mean, Pink really had, she's the real deal, and people need to realize that.
I will give NBC this. They made the coverage of the Super Bowl from the get-go at 11 o'clock all the way through. Fantastic. I think what made it even better was the way the Patriots were lined up and the players. It was just a beautiful moment.
It was great. Now, Justin Timberlake, he did wear a super ugly suit to promote his new album.
Yeah.
But he gave an amazing performance, just like I predicted. He kicked it off with Filthy. Except someone in this room got mixed up and sent me a text and goes, your husband nailed it with his song prediction.
Okay, I totally thought Billy said he would open with Filthy and go out with the troll song.
No.
I'm the one who said he would open with Filthy, go out with the troll song. He didn't have any guest stars, just his band, the Tennessee Kids, but he did pay, being in Minnesota, he paid tribute to Prince.
Minneapolis, Minnesota, this one's for you.
It was nice. A lot of Prince fans didn't like it, and I said you didn't like it.
I didn't. I think he played it safe. Somebody was telling me that the NFL calls all the shots on this stuff.
So you're saying you didn't like the whole performance? I thought you just meant the Prince part.
The Prince part I didn't like.
I liked all of it. I loved it.
I thought it was very sweet to acknowledge him being in Minnesota. And then, as I predicted, not my husband, Tara, me, Justin closed out his halftime performance with his most upbeat, fun song, Can't Stop the Feeling. And then
that one
little boy became a star, the selfie kid. He's going to be on Good Morning America this morning. He's a Patriots fan, too, but he could care less that his team lost because he's a superstar today.
He's so cute. Was he maybe like 12 or 13 or something like that?
Something like that, yeah.
You're a young kid.
Yeah. Isn't that fun? All right, and then Tara was also texting me yesterday going, oh, my God, look at the video I just sent you. You know what? I'll tell you what. I get tired of the Kardashians, especially this whole is Kylie Jenner pregnant. But boy, when she confirms it, she confirms it. She put out this big YouTube video that not only confirms she's pregnant, but actually shows she's already given birth.
Hold it till 10. Hands on your legs. Ready?
7, 8.
Here she comes, Kylie. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Look, look, look.
We know that it's a little girl that she had with Travis Scott. They haven't given us the name. But
is Kylie the youngest one?
Kylie's the youngest one, yes. And I'll tell you, for that baby to have someday when she grows up, what an amazing video.
Seriously, I don't care what you think of them. That video is beautiful, and it's going to be a beautiful gift for her.
Yeah, and like I said, I got to hand it to her. She waited. I'm thinking, oh, it's a confirmation video. Wait. Okay. She gave birth to the baby.
Did you see, too, what she put on Instagram yesterday?
I did not.
She was saying, I wasn't trying to fool anybody. I wasn't trying to keep anybody in the dark. I just did this for me. There was no big gotcha moment. And I thought that was really beautiful.
Yeah. And also, John Stamos and his pregnant fiance, Caitlin, they got married on Saturday. But the night before the wedding, she stayed at a hotel. And apparently, when they went to dinner, someone broke into her room and stole $165,000 worth of jewelry. Isn't that horrible? Yeah, but they're married, so yay, John Stamos. Yeah. I didn't mean to leave on a downer. Yay, they're married. And that is your tabloid trash.
Mix 93.3 has built quite the reputation on sending you to the biggest and best trips around the country. Although this time, you're going to want to bring some hand sanitizer, because we're sending Sin City to get filthy with Justin Timberlake.
Hey, what's up? This is Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God.
Justin Timberlake, live at the T-Mobile Arena. With hotel and airfare included.
You are now free to gamble away your life savings. You can beat the Las Vegas.
The only way to win is to keep it on Mix 93.3. Listen in the hours of 7, 11, 1, 3, and 5 p.m. Hear a JT song and instantly become a finalist. All from the station keeping you clean as JT gets you filthy in Vegas.
You beat the Las Vegas.
Mix 93.3.